Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There has been so much fake news from official sources in the past week that I will barely have time to describe two of them, much less go into detail. The headline from last Friday's monthly jobs and unemployment report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics touted a gain of 211,000 jobs in April and the unemployment rate supposedly falling. While that sounds wonderful, it is contradicted by the underlying data that the regular media did not report. First, this data was seasonally adjusted, which means that it wasn't the actual data. Second, prior month revisions subtract 6,000 jobs. Third, this result was only obtained by double-counting 255,000 jobs with a laughably fallacious birth-death adjustment. If you back out these two figures, last Friday's jobs report is no longer an increase. Instead, it is a jobs decline of 50,000. And how could the unemployment rate drop in April if the percentage of the workforce who held a job declined? I dare anyone in the regular media to raise these issues with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. 2 days ago, London's Financial Times newspaper ran an article concerned that the U.S. government is on the verge of tightening the money supply. If that were to occur, it might lead to all sorts of negative effects worldwide. Don't believe any of this. The Federal Reserve officially ended quantitative easing, which really means inflation of the money supply, 3 years ago. 12 weeks ago, Fed Chair Janet Yellen told Congress that quantitative easing would no longer be needed. Not true. Over the past 3 years, when the Fed was pretending that it wasn't increasing the money supply, the M2 definition of money supply rose more than 19%. The M1 definition is up more than 23%. When people see fake news in the regular media, such as I just cited, that affects their spending and investment decisions. Unfortunately, those who believe these kind of headlines will make choices that harm their own interests while advancing the interests of politicians and bureaucrats. That is wrong. That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.